God damn it. That's exactly what I said on January the 1st when I stepped onto the scales and it said 300 pounds. It was like I stepped into my own crime scene, but instead of a whodunit, it was a whatdunit. And I had to think back about exactly what I was doing wrong and how to change my behavior. Now, this story does have a happy ending because I did lose about 70 pounds between January the 1st and the middle of April. But since then, I've gained back about 25 pounds, so I'm going to try to lose it again. And it just goes in a big cycle. So maybe if I talk a little bit about it, it's going to help me. Maybe it'll even help some of you out there. But I had to really think about January the 1st, and I was sweaty and half conscious and felt terrible because I tried to go on a all-you-can-eat bender where I was eating all the foods I didn't want to eat in the new year, and I was just taking all those in, but those are foods I ate almost every day last year, and I've started eating them again since the middle of April, and it's for the weight gain. And I think you got to sit down and make a list of things you eat on a daily basis, and then you got to sit down and make a list of the things you eat that you probably shouldn't eat. You'll find some overlap in those lists. For me, it's sugar. Because any drug, like with heroin, people start taking that and they never say, boy, that was great, and then they never take it again. They gotta take it and they gotta top it, and they gotta take more and more and more. So for me, it's sugar, and so I might start out by just eating a pack of Starburst, but pretty soon that wasn't enough of a thing, so I would take Starburst and Skittles, and I'd mash the Skittles on the top of the Starburst like I was making a fucking bomb or something. Then I would take strawberry kiwi or some kind of a juice to wash that down with, because you gotta mix the flavors. It's all about topping it and how to get bigger and bigger. Another sensation I loved was taking things that were salty, like popcorn and pretzels, nuts, things like that, and mixing that with sweet things, specifically chocolate. Really hard to go to the movies and not get a tub of popcorn. And when you get a tub of popcorn, it's really hard to get that and not want M&Ms or Reese's Pieces and mix that in with it. And when you get that, of course, you got to get a drink. You got to get a flavored tea or maybe an icy or something like that. Mix and match those flavors. If you get Reese's Pieces, maybe you want something kind of that matches the peanut butter, like a green tea or a pomegranate, something like that. If you get something more like M&Ms, maybe you want a soda. So you got to identify what foods are leading you down the path to other foods. If you start your day off with Pop-Tarts, do you want to take that and mix it with sweet tea? If you start your day off with a banana, do you want to drink water? So it's recognizing trigger foods and working backwards from there to make better decisions. But this is just the first step. There's about 29 more.